The study looked at symptoms of mild depression. It found couples making more than $60,000 a year fared the same as never married people making the same amount of money on their own. Ben Kale is a sociologist at Georgia State.
Once you're doing well enough in terms of income, you don't need an additional benefit from being married. It's the people who are earning less than $60,000 who kind of have deficits that can be improved.
Kale says about half of the marriage benefits enjoyed by poorer people were attributed to financial stability. And
the increase in people feeling like the things that they do really matters.
The study used surveys of thousands of people over a 25-year period. For GPB News, I'm Emily Curitan in Atlanta.